Hi, I'm Matthew Gage, and this is the first lecture on the Book of Romans for Baptist Basics University. We're going to start out dealing with the introduction to the book, its background, its themes, general outline, etc., just to give a quick overview of what we'll be looking at in this study. We'll start out with the introduction. The Book of Romans is one of the most important books in the Bible. We find in it a very lengthy discussion of man's salvation through Christ's sacrifice upon the cross. The overall theme of the book is salvation and its effects. We'll deal with the outline in a little bit, but the Book of Romans deals with mankind's salvation, his need for salvation, how he is saved, the results of salvation, actions we're supposed to take after we're saved. It deals with it quite in depth. It's probably the longest portion of Scripture that deals with this subject of salvation by grace through faith. However, sadly, it's also a breeding ground for many false doctrines that have risen out of improper interpretation of the book, or maybe just somebody trying to put their own ideas in the Scriptures, giving new definitions to words, etc. For instance, the Calvinists base many of their beliefs on election in chapters 9 through 11, starting in chapter 8, but really in chapters 9 through 11, they like to show and really bring out election and how God chose Israel in different things. In that, we're going to deal with that when we come to that. We're going to show how chapters 9 through 11 are not dealing primarily with the election, but with the nation of Israel as it stands in this new dispensation that has started with the church age. But we'll deal with that more in a little bit. The Church of Christ defends this doctrine of baptismal regeneration in chapter 6. I was watching a television show one Sunday morning, got up early, turned on TV, and you know how they have a bunch of religious programming and such that are on, and I happened to catch the tail end of a broadcast, and I thought there was something a little bit funny about them, and I was watching the credits trying to figure out what group had put this program out, and it didn't really say initially, but one thing that caught my eye, they did, how can man know he's saved? How can you go to heaven? They brought up and they did a little like 4-point outline. Well, it sounded good, started off real good. Each point came up by itself. It wasn't no explanation, just showing the points in a verse of Scripture. And the first one was that all men are sinners, and I thought, well, that's good. And all men are, because we're sinners, are condemned punishment in a devil's hell, and showed that point and showed some Scripture, and I thought, okay, that's good, I can follow it there. And it talked about Christ's sacrifice for us, and I thought, boy, that's good too. And then all of a sudden it brought up Romans chapter 6, and says in verse 3, know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? And they tried to prove out of this passage that we're saved by being baptized. Now, that's not the case in this. We'll deal with that a little bit more in depth when we come to it. But you'll notice, just for instance, that it says so many of us as we're baptized. It's dealing with saved people here. We can go back and I can prove this to you, and we'll deal with that a lot more in depth. But when we come to it, but it's talking about saved people. But those are just two quick examples of how groups have taken things out of context or twisted Scriptures around to prove some false doctrines. And I say, we'll deal with some of those as we come to them. It's impossible to deal with them all. There's so many crazy people out there and so many just off-the-wall doctrines. But we'll deal with some of the main doctrines you'll hear, such as the Calvinism and baptismal regeneration. We'll deal with those as we come to those. However, let me tell you, though, even in spite of it being a little bit of a difficult book to understand in its style, the logic and the arguments that Paul uses, it is a book that has greatly influenced men and has been a great influence even in the history of the church. Most famous is the case of Martin Luther, who, though I do not agree with him in probably a vast majority of things, at least he did get salvation right. And he actually was teaching the Book of Romans in a college, in a Catholic college, and he became just enamored with the verse in chapter 1, verse 17, the phrase, "The just shall live by faith." And He saw that he was trying to gain salvation by works, and how it truly was through faith, and how it just revolutionized and really turned Europe upside down there in the Reformation. That was not a new doctrine. He didn't come up with that. Some people try to make you think that. There was people, a lot of people long before that held that doctrine. It is the true doctrine. The doctrine of works is the false doctrine. But anyway, as I say, I don't give him a lot of credit necessarily, but he at least did get that right. That's probably the most famous example. It had a profound effect on John Bunyan, John Wesley, George Whitefield. Countless others have been greatly influenced through their study of this book. And it's been a motivating factor. It's been a doctrinal factor in changing people's minds and correcting false doctrines. The background of the book, I'll deal with just very briefly. It was written by Paul the Apostle, stated quite clearly in the first verse. Most people